along about 1941, you were still in school.
No, in 1941, I was in the Army.
When did you become a member of the Army?
About 1940.
You left college to do that?
Yes.
What motivated you to join in 1940?
Well, they had a draft. Everybody had a number. Depending on your number, you were drafted sequentially. You could go into the Army, Navy, Marines. I chose the Air Force.
World War II had been ongoing at that time.
Yeah.
So you were drafted in
1940. No, I signed up. I volunteered.
Was that because you knew you'd be drafted?
I suspect.
Did you have any choices because you signed up early?
Yes, I had my choice of which branch of the service I wanted to go in. So I chose the Air Force, and it was given.
Where did you go to basic training?
San Antonio.
Tell us about how you felt back then. Were people nervous? Are you going to war?
Well, it was the going thing then.
Everybody was joining.
If you weren't in a branch of service, you were just a step away. Just when your number came up.
Yeah. So you joined the Air Force in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
And then after basic training, what did you do?
After basic training, they send you out to some branch. For example, I worked in a post office a little bit. I was assistant fire chief at Nellis Air Force Base. Just doing things. You do that a certain amount of time, and then it comes time to fish or cut bait. So then you choose what you want to do.
So were they letting you decide then?
Well, in a way, they were. I figured this out later.
What did you decide?
I chose to be in gunnery.
A gunner?
A gunner, yeah.
Tell us what a gunner did. What was a gunner's role?
Well, every airplane has stations on it, and there are so many stations for gunners on every airplane.
What kind of planes were you flying in?
I was on an A-26.
How many gunners did you have on an A-26?
One. Pilot and a gunner.
What kind of weapon were you firing?
It was a 30 caliber. I had a turret down the middle. You look this way to look out that way.
You were actually looking into a mirror so you could look behind you.
It operated four 30 caliber machine guns.
How long did it take you to train for that?
Oh, I would say 4 to 6 months.
In Texas?
Some in Nevada, some in South Carolina. I did get some ground school in Texas.
What happens to you then?
You get on a list, I guess, as the openings come up. For example, ETO might need 200 gunners, depending on how many they lost last week. So there was a constant turnover, counting the losses while they ship in replacements.
What was your first assignment?
Well, my first assignment, and this gets a little bit tricky, I had trained all this time using parachutes, you know, wore parachutes. I got over in England, and they said, all right, you're on the list here to go to France. There's a plane leaving out here next Tuesday at 9:30. Be there. Bring all your stuff. So I went down there, and they had the plane there, and everybody's getting on it. But I got on there, and I didn't see any parachutes. I said, wait a minute here, you forgot something. They said, what? What do you mean? I said, well, I don't see a parachute on here. They said, well, you don't use them on this plane. So I said, well, all right. As long as everybody else doesn't use one, well, I won't either. That plane took us over to France, and I was assigned to a field over there just outside Paris. Things weren't altogether worked out just like we wanted them to be, because I remember sleeping in the airport, a military airport, on a concrete floor that night. I got indoctrinated there, two or three or four things, all in that day and night.
Yeah.
But you get used to them. Every day is an indoctrination day.